You're listening to the Carnegie Tsinghua China and the World podcast, a series of conversations with Chinese and international experts on China's foreign policy, international role, and China's relations with the world, brought to you by the Carnegie Tsinghua Center, located in Beijing. I'm Paul Hanley, the director of the Carnegie Tsinghua Center, and I'll be your host. Today, we're joined by Professor Ma Jiali to discuss China-India relations. Professor Ma is a South Asia expert and deputy director for the Center for Strategic Studies at the China Reform Forum. Professor Ma, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I would like to start, if I could, by asking you to help us put into context President Xi Jinping's recent trip to India last week. Could you help us understand what President Xi Jinping was hoping to accomplish on this visit, what you think Prime Minister Modi from India was trying to accomplish, and whether the two leaders succeeded in their efforts?
I think President Xi Jinping was visiting India this month. I think it was a successful visit because his visit is first time for President Xi Jinping and first time for Prime Minister Modi. Mm. Modi has won the election in last May. Mm-hmm. I think he's a new leader, and he's an ambitious leader, and he has very broad objectives. Mm-hmm. He wants to let India to become strong and mm-hmm. prosperous and rich country. Mm-hmm. I think this thinking is is of Chinese interest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chinese interest is that we would like to see the good relations between China and India. Mm-hmm. So our President Xi Jinping has paid his first visit to India this month, just mm-hmm. after Modi's take his position, 2 months. 3 months.
3 months.
Just 3 months. Mm-hmm. Why Xi Jinping paid this visit this month? I think China take India as an important country. Mm-hmm. India is a close neighbor of China. India is a developing country. India has an active, a positive role to play in international arena. So we want to have more closer relationship with India, mm-hmm. including political field, economic field, cultural field, and some other field like international cooperation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So China President Xi Jinping paid this visit. We want this visit to be very successful one. Mm. Maybe all audience or people can see through the media. Xi has visited Modi's home state, Gujarat, and he visited many sites mm-hmm. in Gujarat, and President Xi sent a friendly message to Modi when he was in his birthday.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So I think this arrangement was very good.
So it sounds to me like you're saying Chinese leaders looked positive upon Prime Minister Modi's election and see him as somebody potentially that the Chinese leadership can work with.
Yeah.
Can you give me a sense, from a strategic standpoint, then, how does India fit into China's foreign policy initiatives like the Maritime Silk Road, the 21st Century Silk Road, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the BRICS Bank, and of course CICA. Mm-hmm. How does India fit into these initiatives that China has pursued?
Just after Modi took his post, Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang immediately called Kiev and expressed the China government's goodwill to his victory of the campaign. I think just after that, China sent special envoy, mm-hmm. Foreign Minister Wang Yi, to visit India. Mm-hmm. And when Xi Jinping visited Brazil, he met with Premier Modi, and they had very good, very friendly talk. They reached agreement that China and India should cooperate in many things, mm-hmm. bilaterally and multilaterally. Yeah. In international arena, we are seeking more close cooperation, like ICO, like BRICS, like some other things. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good development for China and India.
To include India in these initiatives from a Chinese standpoint,
yeah.
See that as something that's positive and sought for.
Yeah.
Now, there does obviously continue to be some tensions on the border area between China and India. The line of actual control is an issue that the two sides continue to discuss. There are skirmishes and transgressions, including during President Xi's visit to India. In your view, did these border issues, this tension, overshadow President Xi's visit?
I think maybe border dispute has gave some negative impact to this visit. But both China and the Indian government realized that border issue is one of many issues. Mm. We have more issues for cooperate, so we can seek more cooperation, close relationship. Of course, you must recognize that border issue is not small issue. Mm-hmm. It's a big issue. Mm-hmm. It's a big difficulties or obstacles in front of the relationship between China and India. Mm-hmm. You must resolve it. Mm-hmm. But right now, we should keep the peace and peace. We mm-hmm. should have peace border. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We should pay some time, and we should seek final settlement for which both sides can accept it, mm-hmm. and reasonable, and both sides can accept it.
Let me ask you about the visit itself. The fact that this tension, that Chinese went into the Indian side of the demarcation line on the eve of President Xi's visit to India, was this an effort by the Chinese leadership to underline its determination on these border issues? Or is this something that was done by the PLA acting unilaterally or by itself?
I have noticed that many media, many newspapers talked about that.
Yes.
Mentioned about that. But I would like to mention a fact. China and India has never demarcated the boundary line. So there are disputed area. So we cannot say China agrees go into the Indian territory, and this is a problem. Mm-hmm. So we should find the line of actual control. But till now, we have not demarcated line of actual control. I think the first thing now, we should demarcate. We should define
the line of demarcation. Yeah. Sure, I take your point. However, it does appear as though the number of Chinese troops near the line of demarcation went up in advance of Xi's visit and then moved closer on the eve of his visit. And you're right. I think many outside observers are trying to understand whether or not that was done deliberately by the Chinese leadership to show the determination on this issue, or was that the PLA acting independently?
No, I think Chinese PLA is under the leadership of the Central Committee.
Sure.
No problem. Mm-hmm. But I think both sides, Indian Army, PLA, they have their own thinking, their own, how to say, own idea on border line. So we cannot say that Chinese PLA, go into the Indian territory. And we cannot say Indian aggression, go into Chinese territory. This issue, we should be calm. Both sides should be calm. We have some mechanism to discuss this issue. As I know, recently, both sides through this mechanism to talk and consultation. Mm. I think maybe the situation will be calm.
I see. Let me turn, if I could, to the dynamics of the relationship between India, Japan, and China. The Indian Prime Minister recently visited Japan, and by all accounts had a successful visit. It was a warm visit. The two sides elevated their relationship to a special strategic and global partnership, and Japan pledged $35 billion of investments over 5 years. It seemed to be a pretty successful visit. But the dynamics between the India, Japan, and China, between the three Asian giants, are complex. And I wonder if you could give us a sense of your view on how you see the dynamics, given Modi's recent trip to Tokyo and President Xi's recent trip to India.
India is an independent country. It has right to develop a relationship with any country. Bilaterally speaking, no problem. Because every country wants to have a good relations, close relations with other countries, especially as a big power like Japan. We call it Asian giant, one of the Asian giant. Yeah, of course, we don't criticize Indian-Japan relationship. But the question is that Japan and the government has some trouble. He denied the history. He denied the history after the World War II. This is problem. So Abe government want to lure Indian to closer more close to Japan. This is a problem. And from the economic point, I think no big problem. India is a huge country. It's a huge market. It has much big potential market. Japan can invest it. Japan can trade with it. From China side, we have our relationship with India. Bilaterally speaking, this relationship has its own logic. India is our close neighbor. India is a huge market. India is a partnership for international cooperation. So China want to have more close relationship with India. We want to invest Indian government. We want to help India to build up its infrastructure. Many people know that Indians infrastructure is poor. China now has some resources, has some technology, have some experience. So these two countries can cooperate. So no big problem.
Yeah. Did I hear you say that Japan's leadership is trying to lure India to have a closer relationship with it, which is a problem for China?
I said, no, personally speaking, I don't think it's a big problem for China. China has is self-confidence because China is a rising power. China has its, many resources, some funds, like some resources, say technologies. Personally speaking, not big problems. Mm-hmm. Not big problem. Yeah. Of course, we are concerned about how to strengthen security cooperation between India and Japan. This is a problem.
My final question, let me ask you about economic relationship. If you look at the China-India relationship, there appears to be some similarities with the U.S.-China relationship in that there's a high level of economic interaction and cooperation, even some say interdependence, yet there is a lack of strategic mistrust. With respect to China-India, how do you view the prospects of the economic relationship there in the near term?
I think China has good relations with the United States now. We have economic relations like interdependent. It's very important for these two big countries.
China-U.S. now.
China-U.S. Yeah. U.S. is a superpower. China is a big power. Yeah, we have some trouble. We must see that we have some big trouble, but we can find more field to cooperate. We should seek more ways to resolve some difficulties. This is the problem. About China and India relationship, I think China and India's relationship is not like a relationship between China and the U.S. Because China and the U.S.'s contradiction is big. China and India's contradiction is not big. It's not big like that, like China and the U.S. So we can resolve the basic issues. You can solve it. Just now you mentioned that the economic cooperation between China and India has growing very quick. And I think in future 10 years, China's economic relationship with India, I can say, will be enhanced greatly.
Will enhance greatly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And investment and trade and some other cooperation. I think it's must.
Right. Thank you for Professor Ma for spending time with us today. Appreciate you talking to us about China-India relations and President Xi's recent visit. That's it for this edition of the Carnegie Tsinghua China and the World podcast. If you'd like to read or learn more about China's relations with India, you can find more articles, events, and podcasts on our website at www.carnegietsinghua.org. I encourage you to visit the site and see the work of all our scholars at the Carnegie Tsinghua Center. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time.